on Jersey's Rat Radio, 95.9 The Rat. You're not in the real rock station. Here's today's No Sweat News. The bizarre stories of the day. You only have to remember today's stories and tomorrow's in order to win the No Sweat News quiz on Friday.
Papa Roach tickets on the line.
Up for grabs August 9th, hitting the Stone Pony Summer Stage, baby.
That is going to be a major social event of this summer season.
Ooh, I like it.
Here you go. Dateline Texas for story number one. Over the holiday week, the Dr. Pepper soft drink company was forced to admit that the beverage cannot extend human life.
No?
They admitted that the carbonated beverage has no medicinal qualities, despite having the word doctor in its name.
Fantastic.
It was a legal decision from the beverage company.
That's terrific.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because a really old lady told a local news broadcast in Texas that Dr. Pepper is the secret to her old age.
Oh, that's hysterical.
104-year-old Elizabeth Sullivan says the secret to her long life is she drinks 3 Dr. Pepper sodas every day and has done so for 4 decades.
Well, why are we arguing with this woman? Maybe she's actually onto something here.
To quote the old bird, every doctor that sees me says the habit will kill me. But they die and I don't.
Ah, in your face.
So there must be a mistake somewhere.
I love it.
God bless her.
Side note, Dr. J was not actually a practicing doctor either.
But he had a massive arm.
Julius Erving could simply dunk a basketball.
Perhaps the soda maker was just seizing on an opportunity for a story.
I like
helping
it
go viral. Or might be that the legal team thought they might find people dumb enough to expect this to work for them, too, so they would get out in front of that.
I remember this one time Forrest Gump drank like 14 Dr. Peppers at the White House. That guy's going to live to 1,000 based on that study.
Dr. Pepper will not save your life.
Well,
there you go.
Dr. Pepper's a top 5 soda, my
Dateline, Georgia. Well, here we go again.
Okay.
A police department in Georgia has released a warning about a bad batch of crack cocaine that's been going around sickening people.
Oh, bad batch.
Yep. I got to listen up to this one.
Bad batch of crack cocaine in Colquitt, Georgia.
Okay.
Forced the police to release this warning. Quote, if you have recently purchased crack cocaine in any area of Miller County, Georgia, it may be contaminated with deadly ingredients. Please bring all of it to the police department. It will be tested for free.
Okay. How many morons showed up for this one?
If you are not comfortable coming to us, an officer will be glad to come to you and test your crack cocaine in the privacy of your own home.
Thank you. I'll do that. I got to get my crack. I'm going to put it in some Tupperware. Bring it right over to the cops. I don't expect to be arrested.
Who's the lucky winner on this one?
I don't know, but they are currently sitting back with their arms crossed, waiting for the phone to ring.
You don't think this could be a sting, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Dateline Egypt for our third and final story. Watch out now. Careful with this one.
No.
A woman in Mansoura, Egypt, the northern part of the country, has been jailed for sexually harassing a monkey.
A monkey?
Mm-hmm. Woman.
Monkey. Her name is Bassama Ahmed. She's been charged with inciting debauchery. This after she touched the genitals of a monkey in a pet shop in the city multiple times.
Look at that, Dave. A monkey's getting more action than you.
Okay, please. I mean, I would get upset, but it's actually true.
Maybe you should move to Egypt.
Maybe you should go
pose as a pet store monkey.
You know what yourself.
I think I know what I'm...
I dearly curse.
I think I know what I'm going for as Halloween this year. Pet store monkey. Maybe someone will touch my genitals.
Wait, so she didn't do it on purpose?
No, she did it on purpose.
She did?
Yes, sir.
I thought that was going to be the twist, that she accidentally bumped into the monkey.
And then playing with your monkey.
No.
She intentionally was...
Hi, that's why it's the No Sweat News. And the second sentence was careful with this one. Somebody recorded the event, and when it got posted on the Egyptian version of Facebook, well, that's the sort of thing that apparently in Egypt goes viral.
Here's the $1 million question. How does she look?
She looks like she needs to glad hand a monkey to have a good time. Okay? So it's 15 days in jail for Bassama for glad handing a monkey.
But she's now going out with Curious George, so everyone's happy.
Right.
How much is the gorilla behind the window?
Good thing we didn't see her on a horse form.
That's today's No Sweat News. You can find more tomorrow at this same time. And on Friday, we do the No Sweat News quiz for Papa Roach tickets. So make sure you are tuned in. If you miss us tomorrow, you can find it on the podcast page over at the top of WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.